The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. And what they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Okay, welcome to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your guest host, Jeremy from Kentucky, coming at you live on your Friday night drive from Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Please send much needed fundage. Smash that donate button. And you can donate, mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Make your check or money order payable to RBN, the letters RBN. You can call that in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And PayPal is good as always. So please keep free speech alive. Free speech ain't free. And you are purchasing freedom for your children or grandchildren and keeping this network alive. Tonight I have my co-host, Thursday night co-host. You know this man. He is the heavyweight champion of Red Pills, coming at you with a red pill right hook.
Thank you, Jeremy.
William. William Repillum. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy. It's just great to be here. And I just love the introduction. I really do. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, you joined the show earlier this year. I want to say in the spring. And we've had a lot of fun on Thursday nights. I'm the host of In Plain Sight Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. And you're my co-host on that Thursday night. You also are a co-host regularly on Richard Carey's show, Beyond the Official Narrative. So I think the audience, they pretty much know who you are.
On Wednesday. On Wednesday on Beyond the Official Narrative at 1 from 12 to 1 Central.
Yeah. Yeah, so you really have been a great contributor to the network. And I see, I'm looking into the crystal ball. I don't really do crystal balls. I'm just using that as a figure of speech. I see you getting a show of your own soon. I don't know when, but there's a lot of potential there. There was that one night when man, you guys couldn't get me. I don't know what it was, but and you took the show. It was that Thursday night, and Mike couldn't get me on the Skype, so you just took the show and rolled with me. So I think we have another up and coming RBN host here in you, William.
Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, that was I winged it, and just did the best I could. And when you it's not very hard, I guess, when you're really passionate about the information, and once you stumble into the truth, it just becomes second nature to try to get it out there to everybody. In fact, it becomes this unbelievable imperative that you become just completely passionate about and almost overtaken with. You learn that everything you learned was BS growing up, and of course that's why you always spaced out in school, because they were teaching you lies. So when you figure that out, that, and when you really go to the bottom of the rabbit hole, which to me is World War II and Germany and Hitler and the Holocaust, and that whole, all of that is the linchpin, in my opinion, of the entire false narrative. If you can get around that, that thing, you get around anything, get around that cognitive dissonance that comes along with that, then nothing can stop you. Nothing. Nothing can stop the truth from coming from you as a beacon of truth.
That's why I've nicknamed you William Red Pillum. The red pills, you just hand them out like candy, man. And so, yeah, you're right.
Sorry, broke up there. I think I'm...
Yeah, it sounds like you're a little remote. I've got tornado warnings coming through my area in Kentucky. So let's hope we can get through the broadcast. I guess if we get knocked out,
yeah,
you know, I guess.
I'm going to the car, driving around a remote spot. I'm going to have to turn.
Yeah, you're getting broke up there. I'll tell you what we're going to do, William. I'm gonna get on into this first article. One thing about being the host, being a host, as you're talking about, you have all this information and red-pilled and woken up. And so you're just basically just taking the conversations that you have with your friends and family in everyday life, and you're putting that in a prep form, and you're getting on air and telling it to thousands of other people. And so that's sort of the transition from, when you wake up to the truth, to maybe being a host, whether you are on RBN or whether you have your own podcast. And it's just relaying information. It's relaying that information to others in a way that they can understand it and interact with you on it. And so that's kind of what we do. And something that a co-host does, a really good co-host, like on the Thursday nights, you give me a lot of good prep. You send stuff that you've read and researched. And that saves me a lot of time after I work a 8, 10, or 12-hour day to come in and be able to just take your prep, get familiar with it, and the show kind of does itself, with you bringing in that information. So that's what a really good co-host will do. That they'll sort of take the show, and the host will just basically react to it. So, like I said, always appreciate you. And I don't know if you got a bad connection, you might have to reconnect. I don't know what's going on there.
No,
Okay, we got you. Good.
Yeah, I'm back. I drove back into the backwoods, and then you lost me. So I don't think anybody was trying to cut us off. But I drove back to a better spot, and I'll just wait it out while we do the show.
That sounds good. We're gonna take it to the break, and then I think you got some stuff to cover, to take care of, and then you'll be back with us after a couple of breaks maybe. But what I wanted
let me give you some kudos too there, Jeremy, because you're on every single night, And, you know, I just come on there with you once a week. And so you have all, and you're working, like you said, 8, 10, 12-hour days and doing, and then coming on every night. So you need to get material every night. So, you know, you're working. I'm only doing about 20% what you're doing. So easy, pretty easy. I just take what I've accumulated throughout the week or whatever, and then we go. So it works, doesn't it?
It doesn't. I appreciate that compliment, my friend. And yeah, the lack, it's not a lack of news. It's trying to, you know, get all that together and present it to the audience. That's the work. And so that's sort of the hill that you got to climb. Speaking of which, though, a lot of good stuff here from the Defender, something you sent me, Children's Health Defense, news and views. Senate votes to repeal Biden vaccine mandates for employers. Two Democrats, this shocked me. There's a couple of shocking things here. That two Democrats joined all 50 Republicans in Wednesday's 52-40 vote to overturn President Biden's vaccine mandate for private businesses with more than 100 employers. So there's two shocking things here, that two Democrats defected and that all 50 Republicans actually stood up and did something that was right. I don't know. Mike, what do you think about that? All 50 Republicans doing something that's right. That's phenomenal.
Mike, what does Mike think about it? Can't hear Mike.
The faggoty Republicans finally had a backbone and they're helping us stand up against that mandate. I mean, credit where credit's due. And two Democrats. I mean, I don't even know what to say here. So according to news reports, and of course Biden is going to veto it. That's what the article brings up, is that he will veto this. So let me just go through the article paragraph by paragraph and we'll react.
Yeah, real quick before you do that, I was confused by the article. Biden's going to veto what? So if they're canceling his thing, then I guess they initiated. The Senate initiated this. Is it a bill to stop his illegal mandate? That's the part I missed.
Well, so a U.S. district judge, Southern District of Georgia, okay, he issued a ruling that suspends the mandate, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah,
right. So the Republican senators said the U.S. Senate on Wednesday voted 52-48 to overturn the COVID vaccine. This is in light of the district judge of Georgia stopping it. So the Republican senators seeking to overturn Biden's mandate. So they use this law called the Congressional Review Act. Now, this allows Congress to overturn federal regulations, okay? And it requires just a simple majority vote in both the Senate and the House. So the two Democrats that defected were Joe Manchin, West Virginia, and John Tester in Montana. So they joined all 50 Republicans to vote for the measure, which would ban the OSHA administration from enforcing this mandate.
It's the final countdown.
There's Mike chiming in again.
It is the final countdown. So, all right. So that's what started this whole thing. Was it a judge stood up and blocked it? All right. And so it went to the Senate. Now, it's good. Of course, Biden will veto it, and it will require a 2/3 majority in the House and Senate. And that's what I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get that 2/3 majority to overturn the veto. When we go through the article, you sort of get this thing where these politicians are actually worried about keeping their positions in 2022. Now, I'll be a little there black. Yeah. I'll be a little bit of a black pill here and say that in some states they're going to do, you know, mail-in ballots, but not in all states. And something that I want to bring up that from the article that I've extracted from it is that this may actually come down to, you know, states' rights and what are the states going to do. I mean, because even if Biden does successfully veto it, I mean, states can do what they're going to do. And they've done that. And this kind of gets into something that I've talked about on our show for a while is, you know, states seceding. Not in the traditional form of secession as we know it historically, but just in noncompliance. And, you know, it's going to be a very interesting showdown. So let me read just a couple of quotes here. All right. It says that Biden will likely veto the measure, according to Senator John Hoeven, who sponsored this CRA. All right. He says, we're going to pass this Congressional Review Act on a bipartisan basis in the Senate, sending a very clear message. A very clear message that this is an overreach by the Biden administration and we need to stop it. And I think that in the House, there's a very good chance that they will get enough people to sign on to this CRA to actually force a vote. Now we understand that when that goes to the administration, the president may well veto it, but we've sent a very clear bipartisan message on behalf of the people that this mandate needs to be stopped. And, you know, I just want to bring up that there is bipartisan pushback on this. There's a lot of my leftist friends who would normally who started out supporting the whole COVID hoax narrative and the vaccines, and they're saying stuff like this is too much, like we're not getting all of these boosters, and people with their jobs on the line that know the health risks of this vaccine, and so they're pushing against it too now. That's some stuff that the article brings out. I don't know. Let me kick it to you for a little bit of comment on what we've covered so far, you know, and where we're in the state's pushback.
Well, yeah, I don't mean to be a black pill either, but I always am just when something like this happens, first of all, like you brought up a good point about there being an election, because the whole thing I'm thinking is none of this makes any sense, because here they all seem to be on board with this vaccine and everybody getting vaccinated, but the forced vaccine and, you know, yeah, the mandate. Okay, so sure, that's been a real cause of division. But in the Senate, right? So how many Republicans in the Senate now? Is it 50 or 52? Yeah. Is it a total of 50? So
total of 50, because you got two Republicans from state.
Right. Mitch McConnell only like a month ago is saying, we need to get these jabs in everyone's arm right away. And that's literally what he said. You can quote me. And now what? He's voting against the mandate? So, how are you going to get all those jabs in everyone's arms, Mitch McConnell? So I don't get it. They don't make sense to me. It just seems like that there's going to be another shoe that drops or something. They're going to wait for some other, you know, they'll come in. I don't know. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but they're going to wait for the Supreme Court to overrule the district judge's judge. You know, and then it's all just a big show.
Well, I think
just gyrate everybody into this reality.
Just to explain, a little bit of what you're talking about with Mitch McConnell, you know, that they're getting pressure because there's a 22 election coming up. And yeah, they could hoax the election with mail-in ballots, but what if they don't? So these politicians are actually worried about the backlash of the people. And they're also getting pressure from the Jewish-dominated elite on pushing this back. So there's pressure coming from both sides here. And I think that's why you get this phenomenon of all 50 Republicans, you know, pushing against us. We got a break. Hey, William, if you got to take off on the break, man, do that or whenever you need to. And we'll be back on the other side with more coverage on this. National Intel.
Yep, you got it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Okay, welcome back to the National Intel Report. Your guest host, Jeremy William, bringing you the news, and we were just talking about this pushback from the Senate with two Democrats defecting on Biden's vaccine mandate. Hey, William, we've got a call, my friend. Let's take a call real quick. She called in last night when we couldn't take her. Pat from Texas. Pat, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Jeremy. I wanted to talk about that because my original reading of it was on Christian Broadcasting Network, and and they were also quoting Fox, so I haven't read the exact wording of the judge's injunction on the mandate. But my understanding was they were saying that Biden has no constitutional authority to issue a mandate. He's just yes. one of a three-party system. And that's I understand that because, I mean, that he tries it and he's getting by with it. But I was thinking of when Trump did the same thing. A bunch of veterans got together and they lobbied and lobbied until they got an executive order from Trump who put in the VA Accountability Act and Whistleblower Protection Act. It was a presidential mandate, in other words, executive order. But then, of course, the House and Senate passed it as a bill because, you know, what Democrat would turn down a veteran back then? But that's what I was going by for. So he's fighting it. He wants to still try to. And our problem is that we don't have a House and Senate that cares enough about people, whether they live or die. I mean, that's exactly what it is. So when two Democrats go over to the correct side, I would say that's a win. I mean, it's a move toward the people taking the government back.
It's a good sign. It's a very good sign. It's a good sign that these politicians are becoming afraid of their constituents. Even a little bit that they would do this. So that's a good sign. I'm not saying we're in the green here, but it's a good path. And so hopefully enough Democrats will side with the workers because the workers don't want this, you know, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Yeah.
The judges are waking up a little bit. I mean, you have to get behind the Supreme Court, too. Everybody can't stand out front and hold up a sign and try to influence the Supreme Court. But they should be going by the Constitution. That would be something new, wouldn't it?
It would, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Constitutionally, Biden has no right to do this. So it's not a question of does he have a right to do it. He does not. The question is, will our politicians stand up for us and the Constitution? And they've really failed at that in the past.
Well, I forgot what it's going to be. I don't want people out on the street with guns. And I don't know that that's a fear, but it should be because that's just what they tried to do over there on January the 6th. They tried to say the people were there for violence when all they wanted to do was just impeach Trump. They had it all planned out. It didn't work because people didn't get violent. So the point is that they know we have guns. And Australia doesn't have guns, so they can get out by a million people. But there's some stupid, FBI or CIA or somebody, I mean, we get out there and shoot somebody. And then I just wanted to take my time. I was on the air to say that anybody who urges to get out there, and last I showed, Mitchell was talking about violence. Well, I don't want anybody out there with machetes either, you know, or swords or anything.
We're on the break, Pat. Hey, we're going to hold you over if you got a few more comments, and I want William to comment on your on your take on the other side of the break on National Intel.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Okay, welcome back to National Intel. Jeremy and William, and we're talking to Pat from Texas. I want to give William a chance, Pat, to respond to your comments, and then William, after you're done, kick it back to Pat. Go ahead, William.
Yeah. No, to Pat's point, and so I'm willing to concede the attaboy to the two Democrat senators that pushed this over into where it needs to be. Joe Manchin, is that the right? Joe Manchin, and who was the other person? I don't remember, but the Democrat, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and then the other one from I forgot where. Anyway, attaboy to both of them, and probably if you live in those states, give them a call and give them an attaboy. That I think it helps to do that.
Yeah.
Even if you don't live in the state, right? So just give them that. I think that's a good thing to do. But it also, Pat, you brought up a really good point about, hey, Biden just doesn't have the authority to do something like this. And so then it's like, let's define something like this that he's doing. When was the last time any president ever did something like this, forcing everybody to inject themselves with an unknown serum that we already know is poison, but the rest of the world thinks is medicine, and they're saying, oh, this is medicine, and everybody in the world needs to take it, whatever the case, when was the last time President forced this kind of thing, this scope of thing onto the public? And where does it say that they're allowed to do that? And who's done something like this before? I want to hear some examples what we can draw to. I don't think there's anything like this. I mean, FDR forced everyone to give up their gold. That, you know, that's, I don't know, 80 years ago, 90 years ago.
Not
anyway, go ahead, Pat.
I believe that I've heard several people say we need a new constitution. I said, oh, man, they don't know what they're saying, because for years and years we've just had to try to hang on to this one. I can't tell you, 30, 40 years, they've been trying to take our constitution, okay? And, you know, the UN says you can change the UN constitution overnight by law, and ours, you can't do that. So what people need to realize is that according to our Constitution, 34 states calling for a Constitution on one issue, which they have called for a constitutional convention on a balance of budget amendment. And so, of course, you know, we're talking about the budget now and how much we're in debt, but they never look at how much we're worth. You know, considering the debt, now that everybody's getting deplatformed, and you have to have an unknown way to communicate with each other. If any new state comes up and calls, two new states is all they need, and we'll have a constitutional convention. I don't think that we have. In spite of, you know, all the people that run down the founding fathers, I don't think that we are ready to give up what they gave up for this country. And I just really don't think it. People have just been too brainwashed. So we don't need to even ever be talking. I know that Mark Levine, who's not our friend, it was that convention of states, but that's just the same. That could turn into a whole new constitution, something like they have something called a new states constitution. You wouldn't even have a trial by jury. And, you know, we do have a little bit of that left. It's never been actually violated. And I hate to see people talking that way, because that's like a snowball going down a hill, you know. I just hate to hear it. Because there've been people fought so long to hold on to it, and that's exactly what the judges were calling him on, is that you constitutional, you do not have a right to be a dictator. And you know, I know they're programming us for that, but I just wanted to warn people about that. One, two things that they may use all kind of excuses. Well, our bodies, ourselves, you know. Well, I tell you, you're dealing with God when you talk about killing his babies. But, you know, I wouldn't use that either, because they've already killed babies with that one. The Constitution is the best argument we have, I think. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
thanks, Pat.
Hey, William, Pat.
Yeah.
Good. No, I was going to say, Pat, hang on just a second. William's got something for you. Go ahead, William.
There was a ruling recently that the judges made about genetically modified. So if we're taking these shots and they're modifying us genetically, then
right.
Will this apply when we become, we've accepted these shots and we become what they, you know, what's called deemed a GMO, will we still, we're, according to the ruling of the judges, going to be the property now of these pharmaceutical companies? As crazy as that sounds, okay, this was, you know, this is the discussion.
Yeah.
And so what, do we have a constitution anymore once enough of us have become GMOs, so to speak? That's scary. So, but yeah, they're definitely priming us You know, and maybe this one won't go through, but like you said, they're conditioning us to try to accept these things, and maybe they'll push something smaller through with some, you know, get everybody used to thinking that this is just the new normal, executive orders, this kind of thing. I don't know, just something to think about, a little bit scattered thoughts there.
Yeah. That's right. Well, hey, Pat, we appreciate your call. If you got a parting comment, go ahead and give us that, and we got another caller online.
Well, I think that the church has let us down. Everybody has gotten to where they think money is going to get them somewhere. And, you know, when you're willing to give up everything you've had, like the founding fathers did who were rich, I think that we need to stop and think about what money's really going to get us, because life is just but a breath, you know. I hate to say that. And all these people that think they want to get rich and own stock or something, they better think twice about where they go when they die.
Because, well, amen to that. Appreciate
it. Bigger judge than anyone here on earth. So I'm not going to hang on no judge opinion and no man's opinion. I'm just going to go by prophets. They're still out there telling the whole truth that we're in trouble. The country's in trouble monetarily, and it may take that. It happened in the Bible. Every time Israel would go against God, one time they were so hungry they ended up boiling their own babies to eat. We don't want to get to that. But
appreciate
Israel is a good
Pat.
Example in the Bible. Okay, thank you.
That's a good point. That God is the ultimate judge. God set government over humanity to execute his laws. And when they fail to do that, he'll take that government down. He has many times in history, and he'll do it to America. So appreciate the call, Pat. Good points. I wanted to bring up a couple of things here before we move on. It was, you know, Joe Manchin and John Tester from Montana. Those are the two Democrats that defected to the right side on this to push against this mandate. And then something else that the article pulls out here and points out. It says also this week, South Carolina lawmakers advanced a proposal to ban COVID-19 vaccine mandates for state and local government employees, contractors, and local school students. And then you have this also in Louisiana. A federal judge in Louisiana temporarily halted the mandates for healthcare workers nationwide. This is here, a ruling by a U.S. district judge in Kentucky blocking Biden's mandate for federal contractors in three states. You've got judges and states, you know, the Florida is one also where the states are actually fighting back against this. And some of the corporations and the businesses are saying they're going to push it no matter what. Like, they're going to push this OSHA thing where their employees have to be vaccinated to retain their jobs. So you got the corporations pushing for the virus regime, and you got some states pushing back against, and some judges in some states. It's going to be interesting in how this all plays out, but it's all what I'm talking about when I say secession. I'm talking about how, you know, states could just say, we're not going to obey the federal mandate, whatever it is, even if it passes, and, you know, we're going to make laws that protect our workers. That could and should very well happen. And so there's two things that these politicians fear. Number one, you know, if there are anything similar to real elections in 2022, these politicians fear the point that they could be ousted by their constituents. So that's number one. And two, they understand that we're very heavily armed and that the majority of the American public are not supporting this vaccine mandate. And so they fear an uprising. And I don't want a Fed post, but I'm just saying, like, that's the real deal. So you see the pressure on these politicians put from both sides, both from the virus regime you know, pushing down on them, and their constituents pushing from the bottom. And I think that's what we're seeing here playing out, as this article from The Defender is pointing out. So one last paragraph here before we go to our next caller. This is the latest setbacks for Biden's mandates follow two other key legal losses, including a November 30th ruling by a federal judge in Louisiana who temporarily halted the mandates for healthcare workers nationwide, and a ruling by U.S. District Judge in Kentucky blocking the mandates for federal contact tractors in three states. So you're getting the states pushing back against the federal government. You're getting this playing out in real time. Interesting to see how this goes, and I'll be interested to see once Biden does veto this, whether we'll get a two-thirds majority in the House and Senate to fight for the people. But anyway, William, we got another caller on the line. Let's take this guy. He wants to talk about health mandates. Tom in Baltimore. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, gentlemen, and good evening. I think it's great that you have states that are pushing back, but at the end of the day, it comes down to individuals pushing back. People really have to grow a spine and draw a line in the sand when it comes to something that they have true convictions on. And if more people did that, we wouldn't need the states to push back, because the people as a whole would simply negate any mandates. That's one problem that we as Americans seem to have, coming together and acting as a group against things that we believe in. We shouldn't have to depend upon our elected representatives to do that for us. We as individuals are sovereign, and I hope it doesn't hasn't missed people's perception or their understanding just how hypocritical this government is. You hear all the time on the news about how they're concerned about other countries and their sovereignty. We're watching that happen now with Ukraine. Well, let's start at home with body sovereignty. They don't give a damn about our sovereignty as individuals over our own bodies, yet they're going to make a big issue about other countries and their sovereignty. And by the way, we really almost asked for this. For decades, we've accepted prohibitions on drugs, for example. Now, as a retired police officer, I caught a lot of flack for many years because I'm an anti-prohibitionist. I don't believe there should be any drug laws. I think we should abolish the DEA. My argument has been that if you allow the government to tell you what you cannot put into your body, it's only a matter of time before they tell you what you must put into your body. People thought that was a specious argument, but I think I've been proven true in recent times.
I'm 100% on board with that. You know, you're absolutely right. It does depend on individual decisions. Let me give you an example. In Union City, Tennessee, the Tyson Chicken Plant tried to force the vax mandate, and they had about 1,500 employees walk off. And that was huge. You know, why couldn't we get that in every major, you know, business in America? If the people just said they were going to walk off the job.
Absolutely. That's how Absolutely, and I applaud the doctors and nurses who are doing it, the police who are doing it. I wish, however, my brethren in law enforcement, rather than say, listen, I'm leaving my job because I don't believe in mandates, I wish they would take it further and say, listen, I put my life on the line for the Constitution and to support freedom, and I'm certainly not going to allow my freedoms to be imposed upon by these mandates, and that's why I'm leaving, because that's really what it comes down to.
And unfortunately, you have a lot of law enforcement that are just taking the vax to keep their jobs. 92% of active duty military took the vax because, hey, the military gets paid a very good wage. in current year, and they don't want to give that up. And so you have them asking.
That's unfortunate. That comes down to a real character flaw in my mind. I'll tell you real quick. Back in the 90s, when there was talk about prohibitions on so-called assault weapons, we did a poll with our FOP whether or not, if these unconstitutional laws were passed, would we support that? Only 40% of the officers said that they would not support it. You had 60% that said, I need my paycheck and I'll go along with it. That's scary.
Hey, Tom, hang on. We got the break. We're going to carry you over to the other side. Finish this up, and I want to get William's comments. Coming back off the break on National Intel.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, welcome back to National Intel. Jeremy and William, and we're talking to Tom. Hey, let's kick it over to William real quick to get his comments on Tom's call. And then, William, when you're done commenting, kick it to Tom, and then we're going to be about finished with the first hour.
Yeah.
Go ahead, William.
Go Yeah, this is what Tom brought up in the very beginning about individuals. As individuals, we have to stand up. I think a lot of people think, there's just countless amounts of people think that as an individual, they can't do anything, and what they do doesn't matter, as if, like, just as an individual, that it's quantified as one person's efforts is only going to affect this very nothing or whatever. No, that's not true. One person's efforts stimulate other people to do the same thing. It spreads like it's contagious. So when one person stands up and goes out and wears a shirt that says, you know, good sheep wear their mask, or something, you know, funny like that, or gets a Liberty sticker on their car, or whatever it does, it has an exponential ripple effect. It really, really does. There's even been studies done. Blackfield did a study on this, So, anyway, that's the only comment I have.
Okay, Tom, give us your last comments. We've got the end of the hour.
Sure thing. Thank you, William. I absolutely agree with you. I'll just leave you with this. I believe that anybody who's going to compromise their principles for a paycheck is of weak character and not deserving of anyone's respect.
Amen to that. Absolutely agree with that, and I can we got direct experience with that.
God bless you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Tom. Very well said. And you know, just to give a real life example of one individual, you know, taking a stand and affecting the majority. When we had mask mandates put to our schools here in West Kentucky, I led a group of about 200 parents, and we went to the school, and I stood up first and gave the speech to the school board. And I said, if they can mandate a mask, they can mandate vaccines, they can mandate critical race theory and trannyism, and anything else that they want to mandate. And so we stand now against the mask so that we can stand against the other things that are coming down the pipe. And parent after parent got up after me and gave speeches similar to that. So just at the risk of bragging here, you know, my actions of taking the lead influenced those other parents to get up and make their speeches. And we influenced the school board in Hickman County, Kentucky, is one of the only counties that are not mandating the masks for school children. And that also spurred our Kentucky legislature to cut the legs out from under Beshear, the Democrat governor, and say that he cannot mandate this stuff, and that the state school board cannot mandate masks, and that it's up to local school boards. And so that's what it takes, is one person standing up. We're at the end of the first hour. We'll be back on the other side with your calls and more news. William and Jeremy on the National Intel Report.
Red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.